Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burton strikes out. There goes Stewart. The throw from Crandall to second, and Stewart is out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. 1 out. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Clemente moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemente scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bailey. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Manny Mota pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Moton now playing left field. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Pirates. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Chris Krug. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Schwall covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy has Verdon trapped. There's the throw to Santo and over to Bailey, who tags Verdon for the out. Clemente moves to third. Mota moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Clemente. Mota moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum pinch hits for Glenn Beckert. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Alley pinch runs for Del Crandall. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Schwall moves to second. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Schwall scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Clemente is walked intentionally. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball towards right. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.